This is the home of the Wildcats, 630 WLAP.
Top of the fourth inning at Kentucky Proud Park. Tigers lead the Wildcats 4-1. And for the play-by-play, as Holt Jones finishes his warm-ups, we go over to Andrew.
Hey, thank you, Darren. Top of the fourth, about to begin. It's a 4-1 ball game. Zach Arnold will lead it off, followed by Trey Morgan and Dylan Cruz. Sun beginning to peek out from behind the clouds that have moved past us in this nasty front that we've experienced all day long. Decent amount of fans in the seats today. Not nearly as many as there were yesterday. It was 70 and sunny, the nice breeze. A whole host of students out to get that free pizza courtesy of UK Athletics. Holt Jones deals the first one to Arnold. It's skied up in the air. Foul territory down the first base line. Arnold was the last batter that Hagenow faced before being taken out of the game. He was walked. It was a string of walks put together by Hagenow that ultimately ended in his replacement in Holt Jones, who deals the 0-1. It's a sharp hit ground ball to Ritter at short. Picks it up, sidearms to first, one away.
Ryan Ritter made a play at short. Wow, let's put the news bulletins out for that one.
He made five in a row last night in the seventh, or not five in a row, but five out of six outs in the seventh and eighth innings for 6-3 ground outs made by Mr. Ryan Ritter. So he got some solid work at short last night.
I guess Wyatt Utipole thought that Ryan didn't get enough fielding practice during the day.
That's a good teammate. Here's the first one to Trey Morgan. Outside, one ball, no strikes.
I love to watch Trey Morgan's body language in the box. Whenever a pitch misses outside, he just turns around like, yep, that's a ball.
He's impressive. Looks like a pro. He's only a freshman. The 1-0 pitch. Grounder up the middle over Jones's head, rolls into center field. Morgan is aboard with a one-out single here in the fourth. There's Morgan's first hit. Yet an RBI in the second. Driving in Cade Beloso on a sacrifice fly to left field. So one gone, a man on. LSU ahead 4-1 here in the top of the fourth inning.
Dylan Cruz steps up. Righty-righty matchup. Jones from the stretch. Here's the first pitch. It's a fastball high, 92 on the gun. One ball, no strikes.
Cruz walked his first time up in the first inning, stole second base, and advanced to third on a throwing error by Colton Kessler.
1-0. It's a slider low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Cruz grounded out into a 4-3, put out his last time up in the second. Jones flipping through the signals from Kessler. Gives him the nod. Quick pick to first. Wide of the bag. Morgan's on his way to second. And he'll hold up there. Nasty mistake by Holt Jones. Advances Morgan to scoring position. So with one away, that eliminates the double play possibility. It'll be marked down as an E1. Still 2-0 to Dylan Cruz. Jones deals. High pop fly, drifting into foul territory down the first baseline. Collette is there to make the grab, two gone.
You know, I'm a little old school when it comes to this, Andrew, but I get nervous whenever I see players just reaching out one hand on the catch. I would rather see them under it with two, because if you drop that and give them extra life, you never know. But, hey, you should trust T.J. Collette. He's going to make that catch.
If there's anybody who's going to make that catch with one hand, it's T.J. Collette. He's a veteran. And in a sense of repetitions alone, all these guys are veterans, you know?
Right.
So it's easy to stray from the fundamentals of the two-hand grab when you see that sort of thing all the time. And Colton Kessler emerges from behind home plate to chat with Holt Jones. Gavin Dugas
awaiting his plate appearance outside of the box.
Now, this could be a conversation just to make sure they're on the same page. Dugas tripled his last time up, and this guy will burn you if you make a mistake. Well, or it could be that they wanted to give Harper time to get loose because here comes Coach Rozelle.
Yes, Dan Rozelle emerges from the Kentucky dugout. Infield creeps in. Looks like we're going to get a pitching change. We'll take a quick break. It's a 4-1 ball game. LSU ahead on the UK Sports Network.
So many places to buy a new mattress. Expensive sleep shops, warehouse clubs. Did you know that P-Rats was voted Central Kentucky's favorite place to buy a mattress? We carry all the major brands, so you'll find the sleep solution that fits your lifestyle. And with low interest financing available, you'll find options to fit any budget. You voted us Central Kentucky's favorite place for appliances and mattresses. So come check out Sleep Solutions for the rest of your life.
Nobody beats P-Rats.
Hey, Wildcat fans, Tom Leach here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. Whether they're in Kentucky or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of UK Athletics.
This is the home of the Wildcats, 630 WLAP.
Tonight's game between Kentucky and LSU is presented by Kentucky Legend. Get mouthwatering recipes and coupons at KentuckyLegend.com. Kentucky Legend, it's what Wildcats crave. Holt Jones has departed. Daniel Harper has entered and back for the play-by-play. To tell you about Daniel, it's Andrew.
Thank you very much, Darren. Daniel Harper, a senior, 6'4", 230 pounds, the righty out of Fairway, Kansas, an alum of Bishop Meade High School. He's an experienced arm that's pitched in a multitude of roles in his career. He underwent off-season hip surgery that's expected to allow him to utilize his legs more and build on his fastball, which has life and sink and has been 93, 94 miles an hour in the past. He's been brought back cautiously this season, but if he remains healthy, he's a huge piece of the bullpen. Got four pitches that are average to above average, a great cutter that really plays up out of the bullpen. Staff has called the cutter the best on the team, and he's added a changeup to his arsenal as well. Got a real chance for a breakout season. It's a 4-1 ball game. LSU is ahead. Gavin Dugas will be the first man in the box against Daniel Harper. Holt Jones, meanwhile, exited the game with 2 1/3 under his belt. Gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. Walked no batters and struck out 1. So far, the inning has gone a Zach Arnold 6-3 ground out. Trey Morgan singled and advanced to second base on a throwing error past the first base bag by Jones. And Dylan Cruz flied out down the first baseline. Dan Rozelle and staff has called upon Daniel Harper to take the reins from Holt Jones. And Gavin Dugas circles around the batter's box, ready to take his place and a stab at Daniel Harper. Gavin Dugas is 1-for-2 this evening. Struck out swinging his first time up in the first and had a big triple in the third. He's driven home on an RBI single. The first one to Dugas. That's in the dirt and outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Harper working from the stretch with Morgan on second base. Got the glove at neck level with his elbow perched out towards home plate. Looks back at Morgan as a lead in the 1-0. Is skied foul down the right field line. Even counted a ball and a strike. Gavin Dugas has 33 runs batted in on the season. Looking to make it 34 now and tie up his teammate Cade Doughty, who is on deck. Harper steps off as time is called. Kept a close eye on Morgan, who is back at the second base bag.
They just gave Daniel Harper a warning And now he's coming towards Nick Mangione at the dugout. Let's see if we can. And, of course, they play music. We can't hear it. You know, why would we want to know why they just gave Daniel Harper a warning?
Well, the audio booth is one step ahead of us.
I think it had something to do with the gator mask that Harper wears around his neck.
Well,
but I'm not completely sure. So,
well, Mangione will certainly be asked about that post game. Meanwhile, it's a ball and a strike to Dugas. Harper working on the first base side of the rubber. Checks back on Morgan. He's got no coverage at second. The 1-1. Fastball missed low and away. Two balls, one strike. The Bayou Bengals lead the Cats 4-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Harper from the stretch with the 2-1. Lifted in the air, deep to left field. Anu is out of room, and it's a goner. A two-run shot by Gavin Dugas. Puts two more runs on the board for the Tigers. They lead it now 6-1. That's the ninth moonshot on the season by Gavin Dugas. He's tied up at 9 this season with his teammates Dylan Cruz and Cade Doughty, who readies up to take his place in the box on the right side.
Well, that'll add another run to Holt Jones' final line, so give him 3 on the night. And Harper had been so good.
As the first pitch to Doughty is skied foul and out of play.
Harper had done such a great job of holding inherited runners. He's the guy they call on in a spot like this. Prior to the Louisville game, he had inherited 14 and only allowed 3 to score.
0-1. Popped up, drifting foul down the right field line. And it's onto the grass brim in right. Quickly, nothing and 2 on that fly ball from Cade Doughty. 2 gone, nobody on the bags. Infield is shifted leftward. Outfield playing deep and straight away.
It's the first home run that Harper has surrendered this year, and another pitch, it just goes right down the middle.
0-2. Swung on and missed, an outside fastball, and the side is retired. Doughty bats the breeze. LSU puts two more on the board, courtesy of a two-run jack by Gavin Dugas. Bottom of the fourth coming your way. Stick around on the UK Sports Network.
Hey, how was your jog?
Oh, it was great. My primary care doctor showed me some stretches, and I ran like 3 miles.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, since I've been going to CHI St. Joseph Medical Group, it's like I have a health partner with me all the way.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm sure your doctor would also want me to remind you to put your workout gear in the wash.
Ah, yes, right. Sure thing. To find your primary care doctor, visit chistjosephhealth.org/care and make an appointment today.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, partner of UK Athletics, joins Big Blue Nation cheering Go Cats. Whether you're watching from home or traveling on the road, download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find one of our 7,800 locations nationwide. Based in Paris, Kentucky, the Hunt family has been proudly serving Kentucky families for over 40 years. With all toppings at no extra charge and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy. A Hunt Brothers Pizza.
This is News Radio 630 WLAP.
Gavin Dugas just extended the LSU lead over Kentucky by 2 runs. It's now a 6-1 ball game. A.J. Labus remains on the mound, ready to begin his 4th inning of work. John Rhodes, the designated hitter, will take the box, followed by Colton Kessler and Oraj Anu. Line score for Labus so far reads 3 innings of work with 2 hits, 1 run that was earned. It was a solo shot by Cam Hill. Back at the bottom of the 3rd inning, he has not walked a batter and struck out 4. Rhodes takes his place on the right side, straightaway stance in towards the dish. The first offering. Taken in there for a strike, nothing and 1. Rhodes batting 250 with 6 home runs, 25 hits, the 0-1. Inside and outside, missed the zone, 1 ball and 1 strike.
Come on, John.
All right. Labus kicks and fires. That's tipped foul toward the LSU dugout. One ball and two strikes. Trey Morgan playing well off the first base bag. Arnold at second, moved about 15 feet away from the second base bag. 1-2 is jacked in the air. Pop fly ball to left center field. Dugas calls off. DiGiacomo makes the catch, one away.
It's two good swings by John Rhodes tonight. Both fly balls into the outfield. He's just, it feels like that swing right now is just getting too much under the ball, Andrew. I thought Cam Hill got under it, but his rode out of here. I just think right now he's too much underneath the ball, and it's pop-ups instead of drives.
Yeah, he would certainly benefit from, at least in the short term, leveling out that swing. It seems that Labus has figured that out about him, which is why he's been able to pitch so effectively against Rhodes.
Yeah, and again, that last swing wasn't a bad one.
No, not at all. Colton Kessler takes the box now. Takes a fastball outside. One ball, no strikes.
We got word that the warning issued on Harper was about coming set with the pitch clock.
The 1-0. Line drive shot up the middle into right center field. Colton Kessler is aboard at first with a one-out single. That's his second hit on the night. He's 2-for-2.
Apparently, our home plate umpire, Will Posey, rather than issuing a pitch clock violation, warned Harper and said, once you come set, you have to have some kind of action or else it is a violation. You have to get the clock reset or pitch. So basically, the umpire was like, hey, we'll let you go once, which is nice.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it's nice of you. But the pitch clocks have been such a non-factor at the college and pro level, a lot of times I think pitchers forget about it.
I forget about it. I forgot about it all last night.
I don't even pay attention to it.
Up until this supposed violation, I barely pay attention to it. First one to Anu is taken inside for a strike.
And it could be that he wasn't committing a violation, but he was borderline. And the umpire's like, hey, you might want to make sure you know there's a clock out there. And there's all kinds of ways to reset it. We could break those down for the next 10 minutes.
The 0-1 to Anu. This is shot high in the air to center field. DiGiacomo 10 steps to his left, creeping in, makes the grab, two gone. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the UK Sports Network.
The best Cats coverage before, during, and after the game is always on News Radio 630 WLAP, Lexington.
After a flyout by Araj Anu for out number two, Chase Estep, the second baseman, takes the batter's box from the left side. Kentucky Wildcats sporting the pinstripe uniforms this evening. It's a great look. I love the pinstripes.
Favorite uniform. Favorite.
First one to Estep is taken outside. Just missed the black with the fastball. One ball, no strikes. Estep is 0-for-1, grounded into chopped into an unassisted play at first. Retrieved beautifully by Morgan. Was back in the second. One ball, no strikes. This one's popped up to left field. Dugas on the run. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. He makes the catch at the wall. So the inning is over. UK strands one. Puts a goose egg in the runs column. It's still a 6-1 ball game. LSU ahead. Back in a moment on the UK Sports Network. The Lexington Brewing and Distilling Company.